Today is the conclusion of our Raj Yatra. Before I speak, I would like to offer a very auspicious benediction upon all the devotees. The association of His Grace Devamrit Prabhu. As you all know, Devamrit Prabhu is one of the senior most devotees of Sri Radha Gopinath's temple. He was in a very high position as a manager of the Standard Chartered Bank of Calcutta, getting very high salary and promises of huge promotions. He's the only son of his family. But seeing the great need to spread the compassionate mission of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, he renounced a life which would have been full of opulence and prestige to become a simple brahmachari at Radha Gopinath Temple. And in those days, the temple was infested with rats. We only had one little small room. He is a person who has taken to the renounced order in a spirit of service and sacrifice. After some time, he became the temple president of Radha Gopinath Mandir. He performed that service for several years, and by his compassionate nature, his gentleman-like qualities, his erudite knowledge of Srila Prabhupada and our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, he really, really won the trust in the hearts of all of the devotees. He did historical college preaching and brought very, very great personalities into our movement. Devamrit Prabhu later on accepted the service of temple president of Belgaum. There was very serious problems taking place there, great crises, but he went and just revived the purity and the sanctity of the mission and really won the faith and the trust of all the devotees to such an extent that it's one of the most wonderful growing projects of India. He also established the Venu Madhuri project where he's adopting villages and teaching them Krishna conscious life, simple living and high thinking. And hundreds and soon thousands and ten thousands may be chanting and becoming devotees in the rural villages of Maharashtra through this project. It's just starting an incredible community project in a farm area near Belgaum. And just as everything is about to explode with prosperity in preaching, several of the senior most members of our society requested him to come to Vrindavan to help the project here. And he was not willing or ready because he was very much fixed up in the service he has been developing for years. But in his spirit of selfless service, he's a person who wants no prestige, he wants no position, he just wants to serve his superiors with his heart and soul. So he accepted that position, and now he is presently co-president of Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan. He did not canvass for this position. He was dragged into this position. Selfless service. This is real renunciation. Simply servant of the Vaishnavas, whatever way you want me to serve, I'm happy to serve. And we are very, very hopeful and prayerful that Devamrit Prabhu can do wonderful, wonderful things for Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan. When Prabhupada was living at Radha Damodar Temple in those small rooms, very simple life, it was his dream to fulfill the desire of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami, and his Gurudev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur by taking Lord Chaitanya's teachings throughout the world. When he was on Jaladuta in the Arabian Sea, he wrote in his diary how so far away from Vrindavan I am, suffering deep separation from Govinda, Gopinath, and Radha Damodar. But I am happy because this is the will of my spiritual master. Prabhupada was living in New York City in a poverty state, risking his life, the age of 70. But he was always dreaming of bringing his devotees to Vrindavan. In fact, in 1972, he invited his disciples from all over the world to Radha Damodar, where he spoke for 1 month on Nectar of Devotion. And he has written in his books how it was his great desire that devotees from all over the world of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness could come and be inspired by the atmosphere of Vrindavan and have the experience of pure unadulterated devotional service. And Prabhupada says, for this reason we have established the Krishna Balaram Temple. And Prabhupada really, really had to work and fight to build this temple. And he built it for the devotees all over the world. It is the one place in Vrindavan that Prabhupada wanted the absolute purest presentation of Krishna consciousness, the purest behavior, the purest etiquette of Vaishnavas, where people from all over the world and all over India could come and really understand what is Vrindavan. That was Prabhupada's dream. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, when I have 10 devotees who live in the spirit of the 6 Goswamis at Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, he said, that will be my glory. So this project is so very important to Prabhupada. It is his home. And we are so grateful and proud that Devamrit Prabhu has accepted the service of taking a prominent role in helping to make Krishna Balaram Temple all that Sri the Prabhupada dreams that it will be. And so let us all, in our hearts, in whatever way we can, try to assist Devamrit Prabhu and the leaders of Krishna Balaram Temple in this most munificent of all projects. And at this time, we would like to ask Devamrit Prabhu to speak to us. Let us all offer our prayers for his successful endeavors by loudly chanting, please stand up so you can see them, Lily. And let us offer our gratitude for his life of sacrificial devotional service at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga by loudly chanting,